Yesterday, the exodus of Ukrainians fleeing the war crossed a new marker. More than 2 million people have left the country, at least half of them children. We're going to tell you the harrowing story now of some of the youngest evacuees, babies less than 2 weeks old who were born prematurely. Each day, they've been growing stronger as Kyiv grows weaker. Morning Edition host Leila Fadel begins our story on the Ukrainian side of the border.
Yesterday, here in Ukraine, I reached a man by the name of Brian Stern.
Hi, Brian. It's Leila.
Hey, Leila. How are you?
Brian has been exfiltrating people here, many of them Americans, from some of the most besieged cities since war broke out over a week ago. On the day I call him, he's just made it out of Kyiv. This time, with three premature babies.
We hit two different baby hospitals in Kyiv. Both of them were kind of in the middle of the city. It sounded like the shelling had started while we were there.
Fragile new life in a terrifying new war.
If dust gets in the room, they're in trouble. If the power goes out in the room, they're in trouble. If there's a whole bunch of shot up troops and stuff and the doctors get spread thin, they're going to be in trouble. So bottom line is get him out of Kyiv.
A video he shares shows medical staff wheeling out one of the babies from a hospital.
And they're backing the ambulance up to her.
Two neonatologist specialists are in the ambulance with the infants.
We picked up baby Lenny and baby Moisha first, mostly because they're in better shape.
A third baby, who was also part of the extraction, was weaker, more fragile.
She's on a ventilator, and so the idea was to have less stress on her, the better.
Stern runs a Florida-based nonprofit called Project Dynamo. He evacuates people from conflict. Last summer, he got people out in the midst of the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Now, he's in and out of Ukrainian cities under bombardment. He gets people out of the country, then turns around to do it again. We speak as he drives behind an ambulance where the infants are being cared for. They only stop to feed the babies or refuel.
We're in the snow. The doctor's doing a quick check while we get some gas.
Baby Lenny and baby Moishi are American twins born via Ukrainian surrogate. They came early, right as Russia launched its war.
As the babies, as they're getting stronger and bigger and all that stuff, the situation on the ground is getting worse and worse and worse.
We talked to Brian only a few hours into his drive west. It's early afternoon.
Mommy and Daddy are waiting for us on the Polish border.
Wow. Okay. And so they will meet you when you cross into Poland.
Correct. They're literally waiting on the border, freezing to death as I'm talking to you right now.
And they'll meet their babies for the first time.
Yes, for the first time.
The convoy navigates Ukrainian checkpoints along the road. Then the line drops.
Hello? Brian?
Sure.
Brian?
Signal reconnecting still. We keep trying to reconnect. So I'm just trying to reach Brian Stern again. They are in the middle of nowhere, he said, and so reception is spotty. I'm not sure how far they've gotten from Kyiv and how long they have until the Polish border. The rest of the day, we can't get through, but hours later, just before 11 p.m.
Hi, how are you?
Brian picks up.
Yeah, we are at the border. Can't believe my blood pressure will finally be able to go back to normal levels once we get rid of these, precious cargo. Sean, we're going. Sean, let's go.
On the Polish side of the border, Lenny and Moisha's father, Alex Spector, is anxiously waiting to meet his sons.
This whole experience is just, it's hard to wrap your mind around it.
Alex, who goes by Sasha, was born in Kyiv when it was part of the Soviet Union. His family came to the U.S. as refugees. Over the weekend, he and his sister flew to Poland. He constantly called his partner Irma, the baby's mother, to give her updates at home in Chicago. All day yesterday, Sasha and his sister tracked the baby's journey through Ukraine, waiting at their hotel near the hospital until they got word that it was time to move.
We're going to the border to meet them with the representatives of the American Embassy, and they will basically accompany us.
Will you ride in the ambulance?
No, because there are doctors in the ambulance. There's no space, but we have a car.
All I can say is please drive safely, because I know you're going to have a lot of emotions.
Oh, yeah, my sister's here. She's going to drive, so yeah, I'm in no condition to drive.
Sasha texts me around 11 p.m. At the Polish border now, 3 exclamation points. So soon, can't wait. From the border, it's another hour's drive through a raging snowstorm to the hospital in the Polish town of Rzeszów. The streets are silent and dark when the flashing blue lights of emergency vehicles suddenly illuminate the surrounding buildings.
Oh, the ambulance is pulling up. There's a whole motorcade of cars. There's a van with a cross on the front, some passenger vehicles. There was a police escort. It looks like the babies are arriving. There are some very, very happy adults that I can see in the back of one of the vans. Big, big hug. Masks are not able to hide the joy that these people are feeling right now. These two nurses in bright pink scrubs have rolled out this little mobile crib, and the babies are coming off the ambulance and into the crib.
A man walks up to us, his eyes smiling behind his mask.
I am Sasha.
You're Sasha!
I am Sasha.
Oh my God. Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you. It's the twins are already in.
Okay, great.
They're just f-ing tiny, but they're amazing. It's just that I didn't, because on the photographs, they look so big, but in real life, they're just, oh my God. It's just insane. Okay. There was like a storm, a winter storm. It's like
a snowstorm.
It's the war didn't want to let them go, but we got them out. So
the war didn't want to let them go.
Thanks for the good people of Ukraine.
The head of the extraction team, Brian Stern, steps outside for a cigarette. He's wearing a medical boot for an old foot injury.
This is our 13th operation in 12 days of war.
He says they took artillery fire twice during this extraction, telling the story with a bit of gallows humor.
So do you know who was firing artillery at you?
The Russians. Yeah, probably not the Finnish.
The Ukrainians didn't mistake you for hostile forces, though.
No. They were shelling something else, but it was close enough where the ground was shaking. I mean, the artillery doesn't care what it is. It's going to land where it lands, you know? So the artillery doesn't say, like, oh, well, you know, there's babies here, so we'll go somewhere else.
He says the checkpoints were touch and go because some of the men on their team were Ukrainians of military age who could have been conscripted to fight. On the website for Brian's company, Project Dynamo, people in Ukraine have been filling out forms asking for evacuations.
It's like, we're like the world's worst travel agency, right? It's like the worst all-inclusive vacation.
Case managers in the U.S. go through the applications, prioritizing requests that seem both urgent and viable.
Right now for Ukraine, our database is tipping 10,000 people.
Oh my God.
Okay. For perspective, right? This is day 12, right? Day 12.
So 10,000 people, and how many did you tick off the list today?
These guys weren't even on the list. Yeah, we didn't even make a dent today. Yeah, that's why I got to go back. We got to make a dent tomorrow. Yeah, this was a special case. Very, very, very special case.
Once Lenny and Moisha are safe inside the NICU, everyone meets back at the hotel to eat something. It's 2 in the morning. Everyone's been wound up since before dawn, tracking the end of this journey that began almost 2 weeks ago when the boys were born. Sasha says he's in shock after meeting his twins. It's just been so long, he says, and nonstop.
The emotions come later. Because it's just, it's too huge.
Yeah.
So my friends, they're like, welcome to the normal fatherhood. And I'm like, okay, thank God. But the real life begins now. And this was the surreal life. You know, the twins, just I had to look at them and, you know, be saturated with their presence.
Be saturated with their presence. Sasha can't stop talking about all the people who have been helping in the last 2 weeks.
You know, my whole family are from Kyiv, and we have very deep roots in there. We still have family there and a lot of friends. And, you know, like my aunt has a childhood friend who was one of the people bringing food. But right now I think, for the first time, I feel Ukrainian.
Because when his family left Kyiv, it was still part of the Soviet Union.
It's something that became incredibly important to me. Through my boys, of course.
You're going to have quite a story to tell your boys when they're grown up.
For sure. They better not have bad grades, because I'm going to tell them, like, you know, just the amount of effort we put into bringing you home. And
I imagine they'll bring somebody home for prom, and you'll say to their prom date, do you know how these boys were?
I think they will already know.
Everybody gathers around. Brian, Sasha, his sister, the surrogate, and the helpers. They open 2 bottles of champagne.
All right, so this is for Lenny and Moisha, and for all the wonderful people that helped to bring them here.
Woo!
Sasha says a new chapter of his life begins today. He doesn't know this chapter very well yet, but he knows the previous chapter, he says, better than anyone should.